The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the fourth chapter. Again, he began to teach beside the sea. Such a very large crowd had gathered around him that he got into a boat on the sea and sat there, while the whole crowd was beside the sea on the land. He began to teach them many things in parables. And in his teaching, he said to them, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it did not have much soil, and it sprang up quickly, since it had no depth of soil. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and since it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no grain. Other seed fell into the good soil and brought forth grain, growing up and increasing and yielding 30, 60, and 100-fold. And he said, "If you have ears to hear, then hear." When he was alone, those who were around him along with the 12 asked him about the parables. And he said to them, "To you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God, but for those outside, everything comes in parables, in order that they may indeed look, but not perceive, and may indeed hear, but not understand, so that they may not turn again and be forgiven." And then he said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? Then how will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word. These are the ones on the path where the words are sown. When they hear, Satan immediately comes and takes away the word that is sown in them. And these are the ones that are sown on rocky ground. When they hear the word, they immediately receive it with joy, but they have no root and endure only for a while. Then, when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately they fall away. And others are those sown among the thorns. These are the ones who hear the word, but the cares of the age and the lure of wealth and the desire for other things come in and choke the word, and it yields nothing. And these are the ones that are sown into good soil. They hear the word and accept it and bear fruit, 30, 60, and 100-fold. And he said to them, "Is a lamp brought in to be put under a bushel basket or under the bed and not on the lampstand? For there's nothing hidden except to be disclosed, nor is anything secret except to come to light. If you have ears to hear, then hear." And he said to them, "Pay attention to what you hear. The measure you give will be the measure you get, and it will be added to you. For those who have, more will be given, and from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away." He also said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground, and then would sleep and rise day and night, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes with his sickle, because it is the harvest has come." He also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless us on this day as we enter into your word, that your purposes may be fulfilled in this time, that our hearts may be sown as good soil. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. So if I said I was going to have a garden this year, you say to me, "Pastor, well, where are you going to put your garden? How are you going to do it?" And I say, "Well, I'm just going to go in the backyard and just start throwing seeds everywhere." What would you think? I think sometimes we miss in these stories that Jesus tells in the parables just how crazy some of them are. I mean, this is an agrarian culture. They certainly know how this planting thing works. And yet, Jesus starts out by telling this crazy story of somebody just going out and throwing seeds around. And where they fall, that's where they fall. And he uses that as his launching point to talk about the kingdom of God. And you're like, what in the world can this be all about? When you think about how we would plant a garden, you have to prepare the soil. You have to make sure the nutrients are there. You have to have it tilled up so the ground is loose. You have to have your little furrows. And I remember planting a garden with my mom, you know, and depending on what kind of seed it was, is how many seeds you put in each little hill and how far apart they had to be. And it was all calculated out to get the best result, right? I wonder sometimes if that isn't how we share our faith, right? You're really careful about how you share it, right? You're really careful about who you share it with, you know? I'm not so sure that, you know, this person's going to accept it, so I'll just keep it on the down low. I'll be very secular with this person, right? Especially us mainliners, right? We don't want to be like them. Have you received Jesus into your heart? Right? We say, well, that's not us. Sorry. But then sometimes we get so quiet that we share nothing. Nothing. How many people do you have in your life don't even know you go to church? Right? We share nothing sometimes. We get so quiet about it. And I think that's what this story is all about. What Jesus is saying is, as my believers, you don't hide your light under a bushel. I'm mixing metaphors, I know, but so did Jesus. He's like, you let it show. You don't start regulating what you say by who you're dealing with. Just throw it out there. Let what happens, happens, because you're not the one doing the growing. You're planting seeds. What do seeds look like? You told me, I'll pray for you. It's listening to somebody who doesn't get heard and saying, oh, can I pray for you? Can I pray with you? Right? God bless you. Lord, help you. I'm just praying that God gets me through this one. All these little phrases make a difference. You know, sometimes people make fun. I remember this comedian on, what's it, American Idol or America's Greatest Talent, one of those. And the guy says, his mom always goes, I'm blessed, I'm just blessed. I'm blessed to be a blessing, right? Anybody see that guy? How often do you claim publicly how you've been blessed by God? I bet you got to do that. But God has blessed me. I thank God every day for my wife. Or I thank God that I have a home. I don't have to worry about where I'm sleeping tonight. I thank God how my children are doing well. Right? These are seeds that sometimes when you don't know it, take root in somebody else's heart and they grow into a faith response that you may not see. That's the whole thing with the gardener who sows the seed. He goes to bed and then comes up in the morning and there's plants there and he doesn't know how it happened. We like to think that we control things. We like to control things as much as possible. I got to plant my seeds just so far apart and make sure they're all the right. And what kind of fertilizer do I need for this? Right? But still a mystery how it happens. Yeah, we nurture things. But in the end, it's all God's doing. And there's a reason there are so many seeds that come out of everything. How many of you spend time in your backyards getting rid of voluntary trees? Those weeds that you just can't keep away. This is the good stuff. I don't want these other things. We put down that black stuff under our, you know, you can tell I'm not really a good gardener. Open yourself. It's okay to risk it, even just a little. If you just risk a little sharing the faith that is within you, you can make a difference in somebody's life, and you may not even see it. You might be surprised. I can't tell you the number of times I had somebody come up to me and say, Pastor, you remember 3 years ago when you gave that sermon about this or that? And then I said, yeah, no. I don't have any idea what you're talking about. But it made a big difference for them. Yeah. And you never know when a word that you have that is filled with love and grace might make a true difference in someone's life that you know, that you come into contact with. Sometimes you can change a person's whole day by just recognizing the person behind the cash register as a person. You know? I just recently, I was checking out somewhere, and you could just tell this girl had a bad day, and the line was there, and she's just going like this, and I just said, well, I hope the rest of your day goes better. God bless you. And she went, thank you. That's a seed. May God bless us with many seeds to throw out wherever they'll land. That God's kingdom may grow and this world may flourish to give glory to God. Amen.